Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That sounds crazy enough to work.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we talk about the return of HBO Championship Boxing. That's right. Tonight, Gene Pasquale and Lucien Bout getting it on north of the border. HBO doesn't go north of the border too often, but they'll be in the Bell Center in Montreal. Of course, that was a house that GSP built, the recently retired UFC welterweight champion, Georges St-Pierre. But they expected about 20,000 people. Should be a good fight. Two Canadians basically getting it on. So be a pretty good fight tonight, this HBO Championship Boxing. We'll talk about the death of Don Jose Suleiman Chargan. Now, I call him Don Jose. That's what I call him. He was a good guy to me. He was a villain to many people. He was corrupt to many people. He was worse than you can ever imagine. It was the worst thing that ever happened to boxing in the minds of historian Ron Marshall by cutting 15-round fights. That's right, championship fights from 15 rounds to 12 rounds. That was Jose. So that will read on, be part of Jose Suleiman's legacy, read of his, part of his epitaph. So the bottom line is we've got lots of things to talk about. You can join me on the toll-free if you'd like. When I mean toll-free coast-to-coast, Canada, United States, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk. We are live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Well, I use TomBartonSports.com, and he doesn't ask how much money I put on games. Just puts the winners on the website, and I manage my own money.
You know, I'm the best in the business.
Best in the business? Funny, because TomBartonSports.com just won the 2013 National Handicappers Contest for Best Handicapper in the country, and also won the College Bowl Contest for Best Winning Percentage for College Football. What have you won?
Well, I offer the best price.
Can you beat TomBartonSports.com's price of $99.95 for 30 days of service? No commission, no upgrades, and no extra fees ever? I didn't think so. The rest can talk a good game, but TomBartonSports.com has the awards and reputation to make the scanny cappers go silent. So this year, go with TomBartonSports.com and pay for 30 days of service for what they are charging for just one game.
TomBartonSports.com is an informational site only and does not accept wagers.
My name is Larry Eisen, and I'm the publisher of the OTC Journal, the longest-running electronic stock newsletter in existence. For the past 14 years, I've been giving investors a competitive advantage by uncovering small-cap stocks with significant upside ahead of the Wall Street fund managers. I found NetSol International when it was at 150 for a 5,200% gain, and California Amplifier when it was at 2 for a 1,100% gain. If you're looking for these kinds of potential returns in 2014, my number one stock pick is NASDAQ-listed LiveDeal.com, trading under the symbol of LIVE. 2013 was the year Facebook and Twitter proved social media could be monetized, leading to explosive growth in m-commerce stocks. In my view, LIVE is on the forefront of monetizing social media, has a better model than Groupon, and will grow dramatically in 2014. Simply go to GetLiveReport.com to get your free report or call your broker now to inquire about LIVE.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
I'm not invincible. The great Floyd Mayweather isn't invincible. Nobody's invincible. You just have guys that are really, really good at what they do. And that's just what it is. But anybody can be knocked out. Anything can happen in that ring. And that's why boxing has the buzz and intrigue that it has. And that's why it'll never die, because I'm a huge sports fan. I watch all sports. But it's one thing to watch a team sport, but it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
My man, Tom Bose, former Tower of Power lead singer, now lead singer with the Harlem Funk Orchestra. Harlem Funk Harmonic Orchestra. Excuse me for getting that wrong. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Before that, coming into the break, we talked a little Andre Ward there. And then we talked to Joe Frazier. Andre Ward, of course, discussing his next possible fight. He is the world super middleweight champion, undisputed world 168-pound champion, the best fighter pound for pound in the world right now. Because, you know, people say to me, well, you know, Pedro, Floyd Mayweather, he's 44-0, he's got more fights than, you know. I'm talking about right now. Floyd's 36. Andre's going to be 30. One's going to be 37. One's going to be 30. Okay? The 30-year-old is a better fighter right now than is the 36-year-old or the almost 37-year-old. So that's what I was trying to get across in a column this week at ringtalk.com. But, you know, these headline readers, these people with attention deficit disorder or whatever, I don't know what it is, but they only read the headlines. They don't read the articles, especially on Facebook. I'm blown away by that. I'm just like, wow. You know, you read a headline, I like it. You didn't read the article, you don't like it, you make a comment. But you don't read the article. I don't understand this. I really don't get it. How can you make a comment on something and not read it? Okay? And then, of course, we had the Joe Frazier, Howard Cosell, George Foreman from 1973, January 1973, the knockout of Frazier in the second round over there in Kingston, Jamaica. But Joe Frazier, I did an unplugged interview with Joe Frazier many years ago, and it is on the website right now, ringtalk.com. That's right. Check it out, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Looks like Mike Perez is going to be on that HBO undercard tonight, and this is a promising fighter, folks. He's 20-0, something like 13 KOs. He's a heavyweight. He's getting himself together. He's one of those Cuban guys that came over from across the, you know, did the 90-mile swim, and he can fight. And he's disciplined, or he's getting disciplined, because he's with Abel Santana. And Abel Santana is not going to take, he's not going to take a lackluster guy, a guy that lays around in camp, a guy that's pudgy, a guy that's fat. You've never seen Angel take a guy unprepared into a ring. I never have, anyway. And you know what? That's probably one of the few trainers in the history of boxing I can say that about. I mean, everybody took a guy who was in, whoa, you know, this guy, what kind of shape is he in? He's in shape to get paid. That's about it. But not Santana's guys. He takes care of them. There's no question about it. And, of course, he's got Gennady Golovkin going March the 1st. I don't know if HBO is going to telecast that or not. If they don't, they're a dummy. Anyway, tonight, HBO Championship Boxing, Mike Perez and Carlos Takam. That is the wow. That's going to be a great fight. I think it is. Any fight involving Mike Perez right now is going to be great. He has the tools. He has the hands. He has the chin. The last guy he fought still in the hospital, and that's a tragedy in itself. I'm talking about Magomed Abdusalumov. And, you know, that's a tragedy in itself, but I blame that on the corner, the ringside doctor, and the referee that night. Unfortunately, it was my good buddy, Benji Estevez. But, Benji, you blew it that night, man, by not taking care of business. You had a language barrier in the corner. The kid was hurt. He had a broken jaw. He had a broken orbital bone, I think. He had a broken hand. And, you know, he was concussed. He had bleeding on the brain. I mean, they had to take a chunk of his head out. God. Anyway, let's talk about tonight's card. Besides Mike Perez on the card, and I'm really pumped about that, Jean Pascal, 28-2-1, 17 KOs, was beaten by Bernard Hopkins. I don't know. You know, when you've been beaten by Bernard Hopkins, everybody says to me, you know, I don't give Bernard enough credit. I don't know. I think I do. He's like 49 years old or something like that. He's a, you know, he's got a title. He's a light heavyweight title holder, and I give him props for all that. But you know, I don't know. I think if he fought the best light heavyweight in the world, he'd get his head handed to him. I think Andre Ward would beat him like a rag doll. I really do. I don't think it would even be close. I think Ward's respect would stop him from would prevent him from going for the kill against Bernard Hopkins. But Hopkins, Pascual. What can I say? You lose to Bernard Hopkins, that's probably going to be on your epitaph, part of the written on your gravestone when you go to bed, when you know, forever, for the final one, 28-2-1, 17 KOs. And he's a favorite, a minus 150 favorite over former IBF super middleweight champion Lucien Boot, 31-1, 24 KOs. Remember, Boot went over to cross the pond to England and got knocked, to Europe and got knocked out. I mean, he didn't show that good of a chin. He got clipped, okay? So he's trying to make a comeback here. A lot of people are picking Brute in this fight. I don't know. You know, he can get plus 125 with him. Good luck on that one. They expect more than 20,000 people, and I think that's pretty cool. When you can pull 20,000 people into a fight arena, man, I think you're something special. And if these two guys getting together can do that, I mean, I remember the old days when George Tavolo used to pack, you know, arenas in Canada, and then the Hilton brothers, Matthew and those guys, wow. And then Davey Hilton, the father, I'm not talking about the son, the father was probably one of the greatest fighters of all time that never won a title. That's what Muhammad Ali called him to me. We were in China one time, and I asked him, what about Dave Hilton Sr.? He was the best fighter who never, ever won a title. Wow, that says a lot, doesn't it? And of course, that was the alcohol problem that he had. He had a booze problem, and that was inherited by all of his sons. They had booze problems. They all went to prison. But I got to tell you, the Hilton family isn't all that stupid. Being drunks, they bought themselves a bar, a tavern up there, I think, in Montreal. So they're they're getting their booze wholesale. As I said, on the undercard, Mike Perez. This week, Jose Suleiman passed, and I got to tell you, they had this service for him and it started the goodbye activities for Don Jose Suleiman, president of the World Boxing Council, who died Thursday at the age of 82 at the UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles, where he had been since early October after undergoing heart surgery. You know, I knew something was wrong when he didn't go home. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, I think they had the surgery like in September, okay? October, November, December, January. You know, when he didn't go home, I was saying to myself, this doesn't look good. And then I think I saw a picture of him in the hospital, and that didn't look good at all, okay? So I knew the clock was ticking on Don Jose. Well, the clock is ticking on all of us. But, you know, the bottom line is, I'll tell you a little bit of story about him. Everybody puts him down, knocks him, beats him to death, calls him corrupt, calls him this, calls him that. And you know what? There's probably some merit to what they're saying, but I'm going to tell you the side of Jose Suleiman that I saw. Okay, because I went to the first medical boxing congress, World Boxing Council Medical Congress in Aruba. I went to some WBC conventions in Spain, in Los Angeles, and Las Vegas, and Spain and Japan. So when he sort of took away the title, the light heavyweight title, away from Graciano Roccagini, and of course that caused a big lawsuit where he ended up losing. There was a $32 million judgment laid against the WBC. $24 million were in punitive damages assessed against Mr. Suleiman, who was held in contempt of court, I believe, 24 different times. But, you know, his thing, the knock on him, was that he dropped fights from 15 rounds to 12 rounds. Well, guys like Larry Mercer say that guys fight harder in 12 rounds and there's more action in 12-round fights. I don't believe it. I think the 15-round fights is a true test as far as world championship boxing fights are concerned, especially today in today's modern world with all the, you know, the advanced training techniques and the fact that guys like Bernard Hopkins will step in at the age of 48 and win a title. So, you know, when you got things like that going on, I think we need to go back to 15-round fights. Now, I talked with Francisco Valcarcel of the World Boxing Organization. He's against it. He said he's willing to go maybe to a 13-round fight. I don't know about that. Anyway, Suleiman, whose family ran a multi-million-dollar business in Mexico, of course, originally from Lebanon, he was at the age of 16 part of the San Luis Potosi Boxing Commission, a member of the Boxing Commission. He promoted, judged, refereed, and at one point he was so powerful, he had so much control, that he directed fighters to work with Don King. How do I know this? Alexis Arguello told me. Alexis told me that when he was getting the second Escalera fight, that Jose Suleiman came to him and said, if you don't sign with Don King, we're going to strip you or something like that. So he signed with Don King. Okay, but the payback on that one was when Alexis got all screwed up about 14, 15 years ago, and of course he was on this show saying that he wanted to die. I don't know if you remember that or not, but I'll lay it out for you. His wife and I were on the line. We had an interpreter. Professor Willie from Las Vegas was interpreting her Spanish, and she was saying that Alexis was smoking crack out of Coca-Cola cans and things like that. And Alexis evidently heard her and came in the room and grabbed the phone out of her hand and said, Pedro? I said, yeah, this is me, man. What's up, Alexis? He goes, I just want to die. And of course, this was, you know, like 10, 12 years before he ended up dying. And some say it was suicide. Others say it was murder down there in Nicaragua. Of course, he was the mayor of Nicaragua when he died. But at the point in time I was with him, he was hooked on crack. And it was nasty. I mean, I went down there and I tried to stay with him and I tried to make sure he was clean, you know, and I went through his room and, I mean, like a big brother with a little brother, went through his rooms, he found some crack pipes and things like that, threw them all out when he wasn't home, so when he came home looking for him. But it's pretty easy to make a crack pipe. All you need is like, you know, a can of Coca-Cola or something like that. But he would not go into recovery. He would not go into rehab. We brought the family priest in. We brought everybody in, okay, his friends. His wife was there. One of his children were there. And he says he would not go into rehab, that he was not a junkie. He was not going into rehab. I don't put any needles in my arm. End of quote, Alexis Arguello, circa 1999, okay? That was in September. On New Year's Eve, he got into a car accident in which a couple of people got hurt. So the Nicaraguan government stepped in and said, look, either you go to rehab or you go to jail. And guess what? Alexis went to rehab. Then I saw him a year later in Canasota, New York. Of course, that's the International Boxing Hall of Fame site. And he thanked me. Take that back. He thanked me in Mexico City as well. But Tim Smith, the only compliment Tim Smith ever laid on me of the New York Daily News, pretty good writer at times, He said to me, you saved that man's life. Look over there. You saved that man's life. And then, you know, 10, 12 years later, Alexis would die either by gunshot, either by his own hand or by somebody else's. And it's really unclear as to whether he killed himself or whether he was murdered. But anyway, Suleiman, I called Jose Suleiman and said, listen, Alexis Arguello's, you know, hooked on crack and you need to listen to my show. I'll send you a copy of it. So he listened to the Alexis interview and he got back to me. He goes, Pedro, what can we do? I said, well, I said, I know there are a lot of Nicaraguans here in San Francisco, and Alexis has friends here. I said, why don't we bring him here and put him in rehab? He goes, fine, go do it. I said, Don Jose, this may cost a lot of money, man. You know, we're talking like I got to move in a family, him, I got to put him in rehab. I got to get him a house, this and that. He goes, what are you thinking? I'm thinking somewhere between 40 and 50 grand. He said, no problem, okay? So anyway, I went down to Nicaragua, as I said, spent the time with Alexis about a week. Tried to get him into rehab. He wouldn't go. And, you know, and now in 2014, both he and Jose Suleiman are dead. But he was forced to sign with Don King. Of course, Jack Newfield, the noted writer, said that Suleiman was Don King's junior partner in business. Jack Newfield's got his opinion. Everybody has their own. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This is Larry Braggs, the lead singer for Tower of Power. He has left. Ray Green has replaced him, but Larry Braggs was one hell of a dude. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say. But he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him. So I see him getting himself in good condition so that he can fire back. Never been one to say die. Never been one to hide out. He comes on, damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Still charismatic Don King. There's a picture of Don and myself at ringtalk.com that was taken in August in Budapest, Hungary, at the World Boxing Organization Congress. And the Don is still the Don. I mean, he seems a little slower as far as his movement is concerned, his physical movement at the age of 82. But I tell you, his mind is still sharp, man. The guy still sleeps just a few hours a day. And his big thing each day is waking up at the age of 82. That's what I look forward to most in life, waking up the next morning. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Want to say hello to Billy, you got a terrible last name as far as like saying it on the radio is concerned, so I would need a speech therapist to do that. But I appreciate the email from Billy listed on 3WE in Atlanta, GA. Want to mention we are now with WHBQ in Memphis, K-Shop in Las Vegas, of course, WUSP up there in Utica, New York. And, man, I mean, we're rocking and rolling. We really are. The American Forces Network, the Sports Byline Network, TuneIn.com, Upsnap.com. Whoa, I can keep going, but I don't have enough time. On the line from Sin City, Las Vegas, is our Las Vegas head, and of course the man that runs, does the web work at ringtalk.com. So if you've got a problem with that website, call this man up. I will give you his phone number over there. It is 805. I'm just kidding. Kevin Perry, how are you this morning?
I'm good, man.
That was a good one?
Yeah.
Was that a good one there, Kev?
Yeah, I thought you were going for it. Thank you.
Mike Perez going tonight, huh?
Yeah, he is. I'm pretty excited to see this guy. He's pretty entertaining to watch. And actually, before he fought on HBO last time, you know, that unfortunate tragedy that happened, I've seen him in some other fights. He looked very good. And I really hope that he fights quite a bit more than he was in the last 2-3 years. I think he only fought once last year and once in the previous year. So apparently he's with Abel Sanchez now, and they're going to try to get him some more fights. And I think now that he's going to get some more exposure, I think he's going to put a lot of people on notice of a pretty decent heavyweight that he is.
I think he's more than pretty decent. In fact, he's a Cuban guy and a Cuban national, and of course, making that trek over here, coming to the United States, having an abundance of food and sodas and beers and all that kind of good stuff, it hasn't bode well for some of the Cuban fighters. And he wasn't in the absolute best shape when he took on Magomed, according to his trainer, Abel Sanchez. I called him Abel Santana earlier. Of course, I was thinking about that fight with Terry Norris and Luis Santana, in which Luis Santana laid down twice, claiming low blows. But no, Abel Sanchez is the real deal. He gets these guys in shape, and if they're not in shape, he won't take them into the ring. That's just the way it is. He's not one of those guys that's eager to get a payday. If you haven't got it, you haven't got it. You're not ready to go. We won't put you in the fight. So he gets his guys ready to go. The undefeated Cuban national is a good-looking fighter. I mean, he's got skills. He could take a shot. He seems to be a very well-rounded fighter. Am I overusing that term or what?
No, not at all. And I think with him is he really brings a total package except for height. He's kind of short, but I think he uses his abilities very well. He can fight on the inside. He throws good combinations. He's pretty good puncher. He doesn't have a whole lot of knockouts, but he's fought some pretty decent competition when you consider most guys who are 20-0. I mean, they fight pretty much cream puffs. So he's fought some decent opponents. To fight a guy like Abdul Salamov in his last time out, a guy that was 18-0 and 18 KOs, I mean, that's really taking a pretty good gamble. And most of the guys nowadays, I'll use Deontay Wilder as an example, they're just not really fighting.
Oh, you're not being fair. Kevin, I have to interrupt you. You're not being fair. I've scheduled a fight between my producer, Scott Cuddy, and Deontay Wilder for next month. So don't say Deontay's not stepping in. This guy's got a pulse.
Okay, you got a point.
We're talking with Kevin Perry, folks. He is with ringtalk.com, of course, tonight. Lucien Brute and Jean Pascal hooking it up there north of the border. He'll be on HBO Championship Boxing. Brute is a favorite in this. I take that back. Pascal's a favorite in this fight, a 150 favorite. You surprised at that?
Not really. I think people look at Butte, he's only fought, I think, once in the last maybe 18 months. I think he had a hand injury. They're scheduled to fight last year. He had a hand injury. So I think that fight got postponed until January. And he didn't look that good in his last bout. He fought Denis Grachev, who's a decent light heavyweight, but pretty limited. And Grachev got blown out in one round against Edwin Rodriguez. And we saw what Andre Ward did to Rodriguez. I mean, man, Ward is one hell of a fighter. I mean, I love watching the guy fight. I know everybody says he's boring, but I just don't see it. I mean, besides not getting knockouts, I mean, he is pretty damn entertaining to watch. And the thing with Ward, which I like, is he's fighting good fighters. You're not going to be able to knock out top-level fighters out there. And that's one of my, I guess, pet peeves that I see people I know Triple G, just to bring him into the conversation, he's a very good fighter. He gets a lot of accolades for knocking guys out, but when you're knocking guys out like Curtis Stevens and guys at that level, I think if Ward was fighting guys at that level, he'd be blowing guys away the same way that Triple G is. So
Triple G for the listeners is Gennady Golovkin. Kevin Perry is going to stay with us. We'll keep Kevin for a few minutes, and we'll go into the UFC, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Get it. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, little tower of power. So mellow, nobody can get through. When he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Why kill us both? Look, just kill one of us. You only got two ways out, dead and feet first.
One of the greatest soul singers in the history of music. The great Rick Stevens. Of course, he's got a new album out called Back on the Streets Again. We'll get Rick on the show maybe next week or the week following. Talk about the CD. Talk about, you know, me and him are big fight fans. We get to watch fights together with when Lenny's in town. Lenny Williams, former two Tower of Power, former lead singers that went on to have success by themselves. But we go up to Lenny's house up in Northern California. We watch the fights. Lenny's got a house where they let you in the gate. You know what I mean? The security guards like looking in your car and all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, it's pretty cool. and we get to go up there. We watch fights. You know, Ben Batista comes over. Of course, he runs the Straightforward Boxing Club in San Francisco, and amateur coach, and I think he's the president of the Northern California Amateur Boxing Federation right now, so more power to Benny. But we have good times over at Lenny's house. Want to say hello to Rick. Rick does listen once in a while on the internet. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, one of the biggest robberies in 2004-13, and it was, I thought it was a heist. I'm talking about the September 28th bout in Carson, California, at the StubHub Center. Brian Vera getting burned, a unanimous nod against Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Now, Carla Caiz had it 96-94, Marty Denken had it 97-93, and Judge Gwen Adair had it 98-92. Yikes, 8-2 in rounds for Chavez Jr. And I don't think Chavez Jr. won three rounds. Okay, so the fight wasn't all that close. It just wasn't. And Vera got burned, so they're going to do it again March the 1st. That'll be on HBO Championship Boxing from San Antonio, Texas. So, of course, we're going from one robbery involving a Chavez back to the scene of another robbery involving a Chavez. Of course, that being, what was it, the 1991 fight between Pernell Whitaker and Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. Of course, Whitaker painted him like a Mexican picket fence. And what happened? They called it a draw. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing. We'll switch to MMA in just a couple of minutes. We do have some MMA notes. We have results. And, of course, we have a Bellator, some Bellator news as well. Yes, we do mention Bellator on this show, even though they're a bunch of turkeys. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, on the line from the Sin City himself is Mr. Kevin Pair. We call him KP. I almost gave out his home phone number earlier, and I was just messing with him. I thought that was a pretty good gag. Hey, Suleiman's passing, what does it mean to you?
I guess it means passing of the torch to his son, which I'm assuming is going to run the WBC now. So doesn't mean a whole lot. I think they're going to kind of go with the same program that they've been going with.
And what program? What is their program? You're a businessman. What is the WBC's business program? How do they get away with the crap they do?
I don't think there's no real regulatory body in boxing to really do anything about these sanctioning bodies, especially when you consider the WBC is based out of Mexico. It's really hard to enforce what they do. I think a lot of they have done some decent things for boxing, but a lot of things they've done for boxing is really for their own best interest. So you can kind of look at it both ways. WBC, in essence, is a business, so they got to look out for their best interest with the sanctioning fees. They put on these bouts. Watched this this fight last night that they had Showbox. I mean, some of the belts they had, a WBC Speaker Box title. I don't know what that is. WBC Latino International title. It just rubs me the wrong way, and I'm sure people who don't know anything about boxing, they see these titles and they just kind of cringe. So it's just really odd.
Okay, Jose Suleiman, of course, a man that brought fights from 15 rounds to 12 rounds. Are you old enough to remember 15 round fights, Kev?
Yes, I am.
Okay, do you think that's a true test of a champion? 15 rounds. Alexis Arguello told me it was. So did Duran.
I think it is a true test of a champion, but at the same time, some of these tragedies that have been happening in boxing, I'm not sure if the 15-round thing is a great thing because, for example, if someone was to fight a 15-rounder and something happened, it would put a bad
Yeah, but here's what's up, Kev.
That we don't need.
Kev, they used to win. They had 15-round fights. They weigh guys in that morning. So now they have weigh-ins the day before. I think we can go 15 rounds without any problems. I really do.
I think fighters of the past were a little bit more disciplined than the fighters of today. I don't know if the fighters today are disciplined enough at the world championship level to go 15 rounds. Obviously, it would be something that would have to be tried again to see how it would turn out. But I just don't know if a lot of the world-class guys would really be able to sustain 15 rounds.
Okay, good enough. Anyway, my brother, I've got to go off to the world of MMA and UFC. You take good care. Take care of you, the dog, and the old lady.
All right, thank you.
Much respect. Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. Switching gears real fast. Wow, the WWE has come out with their network, okay? Their network is out, and they're hoping that they're going to get like a couple million people a year to a month to buy this thing at $9.99 a month. And now at the same time, The UFC is going with a fight pass. 100,000 subscribers they expect by the end of 2014 at $9.99 a month. I don't know about all this stuff. I think we're talking about oversaturation. Yes, I think a WWE channel was cool. I think it was. But to make it pay-per-view, I don't know. I thought they should have made it part of the cable system. I really do, like A&E or something like that, you know, where you can get it if you want. But I just don't think you should have to pay $10 to watch wrestling. Of course, the UFC is the hottest sport going in the world, and I don't think you should have to pay $10 a month to watch that either. Of course, you've got the pay-per-views going, and sometimes the UFC goes with two pay-per-views in a month that you have on occasion. So that's like, if you're buying in high def, that's $140, unless you're going to places like, you know, like Ricky's Sports Theater over there in San Leandro, California, where they charge you $10 to get in, and you get the ambiance and the audience and the big screens and high def and all that kind of stuff, man. Everybody's screaming. It's so cool. It's very a party atmosphere when we go over there. But the UFC going with a fight pass, the WWE going with their own network. We wish them both the worst of luck. Bellator, remember them? Yeah, they were those guys that used to be on Spike TV on Thursday nights right after TNA Wrestling. And then they switched the lineups around like in June, and we haven't really known where Bellator is at. So anyway, Bellator returns to television February 29th at Spike TV, 9 p.m. Friday night. So they're going to go back to that time slot, but the show has not been announced as far as who's going to be fighting on that card. They will be going in Thackersville, Oklahoma. Oh, boy! March the 7th. That was the date, of course, of the great fight, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, 1971. In fact, I did some writing about that this week. As I said, the Joe Frazier Unplugged interview, it's featured at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Straight up, we're looking forward to the Renan Barrail, of course, and, my man, Uriah Faber. And, of course, Uriah is going to be an underdog here because, you know, he lost the first time to Barrail, but I think he broke his foot he had some type of serious injury that occurred early on in the fight, and he still went the five-round distance. So this time around, you know, he's in good shape. He's on a four-fight winning streak. I'm talking about the California kid out of course, Sacramento, California. Went to school in Lincoln, California. He's a good guy. He's a great guest. I hope to get him on next couple of weeks because he will be going for the title, I think, on March the 1st as well. But I wish him the best of luck. And Renan Barrail, if he beats Uriah Faber, if he stops Faber, Dana White's saying he has to be recognized as the best fighter pound for pound in the world of the MMA. In the world of UFC. Now, Dana, I think you're blowing Dana, I don't know what. Dana must run these ratings at UFC.com. Remember the ratings that had Anderson Silva rated above Chris Weidman, who had just knocked him out? And it was that way for like 5 or 6 months until Chris Weidman beat him again. And finally, they pulled Anderson Silva lower on the list than they had Chris Weidman. Just imagine the insult in that. That's an insult, both personally and professionally. You knock a man out, and they rate him in the ratings the next month higher than you? What kind of crap is that? Dana, what are you thinking? Best fighter in MMA right now, as far as the all weight classes, I think, is Cain Velasquez. I really do. I think he's the best. He just underwent shoulder surgery. He'll be back soon. He is the real deal, folks. I mean, he's a grappler. He's a fighter. He got clipped with that shot starting off the last Junior Dos Santos fight. Of course, he stopped Santos late in the fight, but he got caught with a shot, and he got wobbled early on, like 3 seconds of the fight. He was wobbled, but he survived that, and he beat Junior Dos Santos to a pulp. And this is not the first time. It's the second time. They fought three times. The first time, the fight was like an aberration. Boom, it was over. Cain Velasquez got knocked out. Both guys were hurt going into that fight. I think Cain had a bad knee and a bad shoulder, and Junior had a broken foot. Okay, so that was like 2 years ago. And then, of course, they've had two fights since then. They had the rematch. And Cain Velasquez won that going away after destroying any boxing hopes that Junior Dos Santos had. And Junior Dos Santos is supposedly the best boxer in the world of MMA, especially in the heavyweight division. Well, guess what? He got counterpunched halfway through the first round, almost knocked him in the next year. So he was like out of it for the rest of the fight. He ended up going five rounds in that fight. And then, of course, the third fight earlier this year, it was all Cain Velasquez after that opening shot. And Junior Dos Santos took such a beating, such a horrific beating, and I wish he would just get out of the game right now because that's one of those beatings. And, you know, I say this time and time again, and people say, Pedro, you know, these guys are fighters. They're meant to – no. They're human beings, okay? And then it's not normal to take punishment like Junior Dos Santos took. He took an incredible amount of punishment. I cannot think of another fighter that's taken more punishment in the last 3 or 4 years in any given fight than Junior Dos Santos did in that fight. Of course, the best fight of the year last year in the world of MMA, no question about that. Man, you got to give Gilbert Melendez and Diego Sanchez some credit. Those two Mexicans went at it, and they were proud of being Mexicans, and they say, we're Mexicans, this is the way we fight. They came to go. Gilbert Melendez was part of the TV team the other night. The Luke Rockhold win. Luke Rockhold, he was a winner in the main event. It was Wednesday night. Of course, I watched that at the Silver Clouds. It was a bar on Lombard Street in San Francisco. They have the UFC as well for $10. And if you go in there, tell them the guy that comes in here screaming that you no longer have a New York steak special, he sent us here. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, we're here each and every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then we're back on Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday show, 1 hour. We combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. On Sunday, we go 2 hours. We have an hour of boxing, an hour of mixed martial arts. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and this is Pedro's song to you.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion. And gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
to my boys Harmonize here. A song written by my good friend Emilio Castillo, leader of Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm happy about that. Results, Wednesday night. Pretty good card. Luke Rockhold stopped Konstantinos Filippou in the first round with a kick to the liver. He kicked him in the body one time, then he went around the rib cage and caught him in the liver. It was an incredible kick. I've never seen anybody kick anybody in the liver before in the world of MMA. I know in boxing, that was my main thing, was to go to that liver, go around that right elbow and try to dig into that liver area, okay, with my left hook. And straight up, he did it with his foot. Luke Rockhold's looking good. I think he's won like six of his last seven fights. He's on a roll. We'll see where that takes him. Brad Tavares was a winner. Pretty good-looking fighter over Lorenzo Larkin. The decision was 29-28 across the board three times. TJ Dillashaw was a winner. And, of course, that was sort of expected. He defeated Mike Easton with a unanimous nod, 30-27 across the board. Middleweight Yoel Romero beat Derek Brunson. That was a TKO with elbows to the body in the third round. And in a flyweight bout, John Moraga defeated Dustin Ortiz. That was a decision, a split decision, 29-28 twice for Moraga, 29-28 for Ortiz. Also, the other main part of this card, Cole Miller defeated Samson Silva. That was a submission with a rear naked chokehold. 2 minutes, take it back, second round, one minute and 54 seconds into round number two. Now we talk about the future. UFC, of course, I blew it. I said that Uriah Faber and Renan Braille 2 was going to be March 1st. It is February 1st. February 1st is going to happen, of course, from the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. If you're a UFC fan, this is a fight you need to see. Both these guys will be at 100%. Faber's been in good shape. He hasn't had any injuries. He's had four fights in a row. He's looking good. Borrego, one of the best fighters, pound for pound in the world. This will be a test of both men's will. It might be a loser-leave-town type of match. And, of course, after that, we've got that's UFC 169. And then we've got UFC on Fox coming up. That's January 25th, of course. Benson Henderson, who's been on the show in the past, as has Josh Thompson. They're going to vie for the interim lightweight championships, 155 pounds of the UFC, seeing that Anthony Pettis is out with an injury. So both the guys have been in the studio. I've got a wall out here where they sign my wall, like, hey, Pedro, you're an idiot, and things like that. Anyway, I've got both their signatures on the wall. So Josh Thompson and Benson Henderson hooking it up for the UFC featherweight title. I'm going to take it back, lightweight title. That'll be on Fox 1. Fox 1. Take that back. No. Take that back. It's going to be on Fox. It'll be on the big network. Not Fox 1, the former Speed Channel. On the big network, Fox 1. That'll be January 25th. Renan Borrego and Faber, that's February 1st. February 15th, UFC Fight Night. Lyoto Machida is headlining that card. And, of course, UFC 170. Ronda Rousey is headlining that card. So the UFC is looking strong. You got another UFC Fight Night with Alex Gustafson later on in the year. Johnny Hendricks taking a while. Johnny Hendricks is back. So, you know, the UFC is off and cranking. I don't think the UFC is hurting because of the fact that GSP has retired after being beaten and given a decision, and Anderson Silva has been annihilated not once but twice. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Want to thank all my Ring Talk family members out there. I want to thank my excellent producer, Scott Cuddy, for without him, I couldn't do this, folks. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget to hit the website. I'm talking about ringtalk.com.